Well, Lord Rambam, beginning with his tainus, mitzvah sasim in atayu, lizok levia bechatoitu es al kotoa shetov al atibo. The mitzvah sasim in atayu, if you want to be zayak in levia bechatoitu es al kotoa shlotovoi. Shneam al atoa atoa yaskhe vay osa mechatoitu es. So the Rambam, b'dover zeh midak yatshuva hu. To be Maria, to be Zoyek, it's from the derech atshuva. So b'zman shetov v'tzor v'yizaku aleho v'yoviyu, yeidu akol, sheb'glal ma'aseyem horoyem hu alehem kakosov, avnoseichem hitu. It's a way of telling the tzibur, reminding the tzibur that the Torah is not coming for nothing, it's coming for a reason. Zoe Shigum Lem Lohosi Atome Aleim. Abu says the Rambam Halachi Gimel. Meloyu Zaku, Meloyu Riu. El Yoyma Dovezem, Mimene Goyva Mira Lonu. Vitzorazu Nikra, Nikres, Amikra. Happens, these things happen, a cycle. Rezu Derech Achzorius, it's an Achzor. Geremus Lem Lidabik Maseim Oroim. Tovsif, Chas V'Sholem, Atzor, Atzor, Sacheros, Ushakosu, Batoyo, famous drush of the Rambam, V'Lach, the Mimi, V'Keri, V'Lach, the Imochem, V'Chamas, Keri. Person has to realize, when there are Tzoros in the world, whatever the Tzoros are, can't tell you that it's a mikra, happens, these things do happen, but rather a person has to realize that the Ebus is trying to tell us something. If a person doesn't begin to realize that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is trying to teach us something, the Rambam calls him an achzor. Because if a person has the opportunity to help a yochid, to help a tzibur, and he doesn't take that opportunity, Rachmanu Litzlan is negeder of an achzor. Beginning of Perek Beis, Rambam lists a number of tzoros, many which unfortunately the gayer to us, Ela ein atzor shel tzibur shemasanim, masviyim aleim, atzor soine Yisrael, Yisrael, cherev, dever, chayiro, alam apoyles, chaloyim, zoynes, alamoto. And this was unfortunately the gayer to many of us, b'chalal, uprat, like to add, that for our city especially, Mashiach writes, beginning of Masechet Bava Kamma, which the Olam is currently learning, that the Dalet Ovis Nezikin is a remez on the four great Peronias HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings upon the world. They are the Deva, Chere, Berov, which are mentioned in the Pasuk, Ezel Echere, Ezel Erov, Ezel Dev. However, says the Rambam, all of those leave a sword to pull it. Aval akulam peronius abom bechamas eish shoyis tekulim gomu chamas eish achmonis lam needs no soret leaves no polit. Your sword is very weak. Our own tzibur, our own city, our tshayach, the lashon of the mashah, that is chamas eish leaves no soret to polit, just ashes. All of these things are beisai, are lessons for us. Rabbi Yisai, it's not for me to say, but Sabenta Faya. Sabenta Faya Bechlau, Sabenta Faya Biyochit, Say in our Tzibur, Say outside of our Tzibur, Say Begeshem, Say Beruach. Chabot Chaim used to say, it's an earthquake in the Far East, so it has a lesson for Klal Yisrael. Not that we're the only ones in the world, we're not. But unfortunately, the only ones that are listening, because Baruch Hu is trying to tell us something, and Klal Yisrael are the ones with the ears to be able to hear. Let's not forget to always say that which affects our Medina Shel Chesed has a ripple effect in the entire world, both within the Olam HaTorah, which depends on the financial success of our tzibur, and the world at large. Gemara on Bava Basra, says Darish Rabbi Pinchas Bar Choma, because Yesh Lo Chayla, some have the Gitzah, Yesh Lo Tzara, Tach Beisai, Yelech Etzachachem Yivakash Olim Rachamim, Shenema Chamas Melech Malachi Moris, Yish Chomas Yichaprenu, First Lachman Ritzlan, Yochit, Tzibur, as a Tzara, supposed to go to a Chacham, Pashup Shat of course is, the Chacham, the Tzadik, special Koyach HaTfila, therefore his Tfila is able to be Poyal when our Tfilas are not. However, Chazal used the Lashon Chacham, and Yoyada explains, Chacham is the Talmud Chacham, that understands what the Torah is trying to teach us, and is able to convey to the Tzibur what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to teach us through the Torah. That's why Chazal Davka stressed Yelech Eitzel Chacham. It's only through the eyes, the teaching of the Gedolim, or the Einei Ha'eda, that we can hope to derive proper lessons from the current events. Lo Yizacha, Yelech Eitzel Chacham. Our Tzibur was Eicha, Chacham for good things, Godel, one of the Gedolei Hadar, has come to us, Baruch Hashem. Although it's certainly not Lefi Chavayday, for me to introduce one of the Gedolei Hadar, from the absence of Rosh Yeshiva Shlit, who left for a family simcha, the East Coast, Emes together, Malkam Shein Ish, Shtadu Lios Ish. Maybe I can add, personal note, that's a bit of Ashgacha Pratis, that I was the one that was chosen, because although my Talmidim are used to when I say Zedot Gezokt, I mean either the Becher Shmuel, or I mean the Abuvein Zechreinu Levracha, but the truth is in every family there is two sides. And my wife's maternal grandfather was a Chassidi Shiyid, well-known Chassidi Shiyid, whose name was Abchaim Shraga Lichtenstein. Chaim Shraga was a Novominska Chassid, a Chassid of the old Rebbe Zechreinu Levracha. It is therefore my covet, covet of the yeshiva, the honor of the entire Olam, to ask the Novominska Rebbe Shlita, the Rosh HaGudis Yisrael, to address the Olam.
Roshus Moronon v'Rabonon v'Raboisai, the Hanhola HaYeshiva, the Talmidei HaYeshiva, Achai v'Reiai, Erlich Yidden of the city of Los Angeles, who've come here tonight to be Mekayim Ishes Reyeu Yazeru Ola Ochiv Yemachazok. I didn't come here to say Divrei Musa. It's not for me to be able to interpret some of the things that are happening here in the city, the serious events that are happening to this entire country, the parnosis of Eden, the health of many people in our tzibur that need Yeshua v'rachmim, the sakona that keseda lurks upon Achenu bnei Yisrael be'eretz Yisrael, especially in these days of Ikvus of the Mashiach, and Chevle Shel Mashiach is a serious matter, and we need special tefillahs and special schusim and a special aliyah in our own Yiddishkeit to be able to invoke the Rabbanu Shlomo Rachman v'Chasodim on the entire Klal Yisrael, on each community, on all of us as Yechidim, on our Meshpoches, on our Moistis Atera. These are not simple times. And I consider myself only a shofar to somehow convey certain ideas that I and all of us should reflect about and seek eitzah v'tushiyah from the Torah HaKadoshah as to what our chayvosei bo'olama is at this time. The emes is this drasha tonight was builders v'emunoscha b'aleilois. I was getracht when I saw that caption. Perhaps one ought to reflect first on the beginning of that pasuk. On lahagid b'beikah chastecha. Before the pasuk concludes, v'emunoscha b'aleilois. And we ought to ask ourselves, perhaps, do we sufficiently understand the hashgacha, the chastei Hashem, that has been shown upon us these past 60 years after the Chorban of Acheinu Bnei Yisrael in the old country? Do we sufficiently understand? Are we makir teiva? Do we live up to the challenge of what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam expects us to see in his Hashgacha al Amoy v'al Teirosoy, what has occurred in the Klal Yisrael, in our Machn of Erlich Yidden, since those bitter days when a civilization of a thousand of years of Jewish life, a civilization that brought us our Rishonim, our Achronim, our Shulchan Aruch, our Poskim, the entire Maseiros of Yiddishkeit that we have today, is a Shalsheles from the European civilization of Yiddishkeit that existed from the days of Rabbeinu Gershom Meir HaGoyla until the Chafetz Chaim and Rav Chaim Eiser, and suddenly it perished before our eyes. I was a young bocher when all this happened, even though I lived in this country and didn't suffer on my body the wounds of that Chorban. But those of us older in age still remember the Matzav HaRuach and the Matzav HaGashmi of Acheinu Bnei Yisrael who survived that Chorban, that Holocaust. And it's 60 years later today, especially the younger Dor of Bnei Torah, who are zeichet to be yearning from the peiros of that which has grown in our machne, in our tzibur of Erlich Yidden, in the yeshivas, in the bat midrashim, in the mishpoches, in our heilige meisters, Hatztoke v'hachesed, in our batei chinuch. And we today reap the fruits of all the chasodim that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has showered upon us throughout these years.
Lahagid Baboike Chasdecho. The Pasuk in Yeshaya, Shoymel Mamilayla, Shoymel Mamilayl, Omar Shoymel. The Shoymel Yisrael then said, Asa Boiker. So you come in a soft to the Tzoris Demelst. And yet the Gam Loyla. Outside of our Machna, as we all know so tragically, that spiritual Chorban is still going on. Outside of our Tzibur, Uchlus Yisrael are disappearing, are assimilating, are intermarrying. It's an Earl of Choshech Mishtamshim Bilvuvia. Omar Shoymer Rosa Voiker, the Gam Loyla. And what we ought to think and do, and how we ought to relate about that Chub Maruchni that has been taking place all these years in the Machne of Nanshem Retaira Mitzvah, is not the subject of tonight's discussion. Oy va'avoy lanu. But we, the Yiddish Yidden, the Erlich Yidden, the Bnei Teire, the Bnei's Teire, the Taira, Heilige Yiddish Mishpachas that have been growing up in the last 60 years in this Makom Kaddish, is vivid testimony to what our Machna has produced. We can say about the Hashgacha Bakadosh Baruch Hu and our Tzibur, Lahagid Baboike Chasdecha. It is for us to recognize the Chasdei Hashem that have occurred to us. We read last week in the parasha. Who would have dreamt? Who would have imagined when those broken remnants came here a little more than 60 years ago that they would be able to put themselves together and along with the Jews who lived here rebuild the Heichal Hashem for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Create the Machna of Shem Retiru Mitzvah. The Hashgacha sent us generals, G'daylim V'Tzadikim, the great Rosh Yeshiva, the great Chassidish Tzadikim that rebuilt our world. And as a result, we have today in our camp a growing and beautiful Machna of Erlich Yidden, Limudat Torah, and all the yeshivas, the kollelim, the mishpachas that are growing up. It's the Akvot Shamayim that we would have never imagined could take place on this American soil 60 years ago. So we ought to reflect on the beginning of that pasuk, Lahagid Baboike Chasdecha, Omar Shoymer, the Shoymer Yisrael, at the end of the bitter Choshech Halayla said, Osa Boiker, the morning has arrived for the who came here and together with their brothers and sisters who are in this country resolved to rebuild the Heichal Hashem, to recreate Kvod Shamayim and the Klal Yisrael. And you know as well as I
that they succeeded beyond all expectations. Look around at our matzav today. There are people sitting here tonight that represent, I would say, three generations of Jews. The Elter Ador, the Mittel Ador, the Young Bnei Torah. Think for a moment. About the matzav of our tzibur today, beruchnius ubegashmius, compared to what it was 60 and 70 years ago in this country and in the old country. The abject poverty that people were up against during the Depression years, balachas kama v'kama. Under the goyim in Poland and Galicia and in Russia, the Jews faced kemat b'shkakvos to essen doesn't exist anymore. Even though Yiddish parnosos were always and are today, especially in these last weeks and months, a serious problem for many Jewish families. But lechem lechel ubeged lubosh, everybody has in one way or another. The facilities of Jewish life, yeshivas, beis yankivs, which were absent in this country to the extent that we could be mechanech adol of committed bnei Torah and bnei Torah. This wasn't the case 65 and 70 years ago. There were very few yeshivas. Shabbos was a very serious nisoyan during those years, especially in the early part of the century. To remain in Erlich Yiddish Yom Shabbos was a big nisoyan. So kashrus wasn't what it should have been in those days. Shabbos, chinuch habonim, the absence of Moistus Achinuch, where one can be sure that they'll raise our children to continue Maseiros Avoseinu. It didn't all exist here. And in many cases, even in the old country, there were serious problems, and therefore so many young Jews left the fold of Yiddishkeit. All this has changed. B'chastei Hashem Yisborach. This is the nechama that we are witness today after the Chom HaNeir V'Horoyim of 65 years ago. Ki Yeshev B'choshech Hashem Orli Al Tismichi Oyaftili Ki Nafalti Kamti Zoktanovi. The Yiddish Sonim were not given the opportunity to rejoice. Al Tismichi Oyaftili Ki Nafalti Kamti Ki Yeshev B'choshech Hashem early, says the Navi, and all this happened to us. And we have to reflect upon it. We have to understand the Hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been made with us. That He has made life so easy for us, even Yiddishkeit wise. I'm all like mezogen to shvel to zayin a yid. Heint to shvel to zayin a yid. Yiddishkeit is served to us on a silver platter. A balabasta can have an entire Shabbos lemahadrin without too much tircha. In the great urban Jewish centers, there are yeshivas, there are botachinuch, there are shtiblach on every block. You can be yotze every chumra today. Did it good? The Torah has been made so much easier today. I remember when I was a yeshiva bacher, they hadn't yet begun to reprint the Rashbas and the Ritvas and the Ktzais and the Rav Kivegas. So we used to have to stand in line to look up an old torn Lumbergish Shulchan Aruch, and we were lucky if the Ktzais wasn't ripped out. And Sfarim were at a premium. Few people had the Gdolei Achronim. Today, you're learning Bava Kama here. I'm sure that almost every yeshiva bacha who bought a Gemara bought himself a Kovetz Mefarshim as well. As that's Tzachabek Bamtish in the hut, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Pnei Yeshua, the Nachlas David, Rab Kiveger, Biz Rab Shomishkab, Rab Ochana Vassaman. All in one volume. He doesn't have to get up from his table. So hasn't the Rabbeinu Shlomo made Limud HaTorah easier for us? Isn't it easier for Balabatim to learn today with all the translations and the tapes and the telephone recordings? Als was mevil hat men doch. We can doch wegen a grisa Talmud Chacham today. Technologically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it easier to learn Torah. Do we reflect a moment upon how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu we ought to have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for doing all this to us? This is the nechama that we've been zeichet to after the Chorban HaGadol. Nachamu, nachamu, ami, yemer alekeichem. The Rabbeinu Shlom has sent us a great nechama in our camp of Shemre Torah Mitzvah these last 60 years. He's allowed us to rebuild ourselves in a way that many cases in Nachshena Vifriya, Vehitifcha Vehirbacha Me'avisecha. A bacha today is proud to be a Ben Torah. He holds his head high. He doesn't feel insecure, like many of the yeshiva bacham did feel 60 and 70 years ago, even in the old country. He sought after. But life is not without nisyonos. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu did all these chasadim to us, so he's made it so easy to be an Olah Chayid, and he's made it so easy to become a Talmud Chacham. He's made the practice of Yiddishkeit Geschmack. It's attractive. And yet there is a Omar Shomer Osa Boiker Begam Laila, and that Laila does not mean only the spiritual darkness outside our camp, but in the world in which we too live, there is a great darkness that presents an Asayan Godel on growing up to be an Erlich Hayid with a Muna Shleima, with a pure mind, with an uncontaminated nefesh in this age in which we live. Because at the same time that technology has helped us in many of the tools that we need to live today comfortably, begashmius uberuchnius, we all know what a sakana it has brought to our neshamas. Without going into details, but let's remind ourselves, and let me bring out a certain point that I think is very important for us to recognize. If we are to take stock, if we are to make a cheshbon nefesh, wie halten wir in der Welt? There were 20 deiros from Adam HaRishon till Avraham Avinu. Adam HaRishon in Gan Eden was the agent of Kvod Shamayim and the Bria, whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu appointed to be Mekayim v'yimolei chvoidei es kol ha'oretz, to bring a lakus into the Bria. But he was nichshol, and he was driven from Gan Eden. The entire Briyas today, since then, up at the Yevad, will come back to Gan Eden someday. But then civilization began to deteriorate. Kain v'Hevel, the Deir Enosh, until it came to the point of the Deir HaMabul, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu suddenly saw the Chol Yetzer Machshav Eslimoi Rak Ra Kol Hayoim, and this entire Bria, Kevayochel said, is a Mekach Tos. This is not what I meant. So he brought a Mabul. But of course, Noach Ish Tzadik saved the day, rebuilt civilization. Hashem Yisboch saw a reyach nechoyach in his avoida. There's a redeeming quality in the Bria. It deserves to be kept. Ki meinayach li Hashem nishbati, says the Navi. But the Deir HaMabul left Shirayim. And then suddenly we read the parasha about the Deir HaFloga. A group of people decided, and we hardly know even pshat in those psukim, Hova nivna lonu ir, u'migdol v'roshay b'ashamayim. They're going to build a tower. They're going to climb up there and unseat the Rabbeinu Shel Olam from his kisei hamelucha. And we know from the Rishonim, from Rashi, from the Ramban, it was a different type of klippa than that of the Deir HaMabul. The Deir HaMabul was Ashchosas Hamidis, Tava, degeneration, Chamos, depravity in every way. The Deir HaMabul, the Deir HaFloga, were a different set of human beings. Philosophers, gentlemen, but they minim vapikosim, merodnim b'malchus shemayim. A different type of sitra achra. There's a sitra achra in Ashchosas Hamidus, in Tavis, exemplified by the Deir HaMabul. And there's a sitra achra of the Deir HaFloga that represents deis kozvos, false ideologies that run counter to Melech HaLoretz Kvodoi, that seek to throw Kavayochel off that amayrit b'malchus shemayim, hova nivna lonu ir, migdol v'roshay b'shemayim. Avraham Avinu came into the Bria to counter both these types of evil. Avraham Avinu was makir de b'rei olam. Avraham Avinu was the ish hachesed. Avraham Avinu brought a lakus back into the Bria. Avraham Avinu was mekayem gemilus chasodim, the exact opposite of the Deir HaMabul. And l'chshetimtza loymar, the Dalet Malchi is represented by the Abur Malochim,
where the Ramban brings Bishem the Medrash that they represented the four Goliaths that Klal Yisrael has to experience before Achris Hayomim, Babel and Modai and Yavon and Edom. They are the Shiraim of the Der Afloga. About the Nebuchadnezzar, the Navi says, Ech nefalta mishamayim, Helel ben Shochar, you thought you'd reach the heavens, you Nebuchadnezzar, Adam al-Elyon. And the Navi Avadya tells us about the Melech Edom, in Tagbiya Kaneshev, in Ben Kerchov, in Simki Necho, Mishom Eritchon Om Hashem. This is the same philosophy that pervaded the Der Afloga. But the other five kingdoms, Stein, Bamira, Admon, Tzvoyim, they were the Shiraim of the Der Amabel. And we know what happened to Stein, Bamira. And Avraham Avinu was mispal for all these five cities, and he couldn't find any redeeming schus. And the Medrash says about the Der Amabel, Ki Rabba Rosa Adam Voretz, and Zaka Stein Bamoiro Ki Rava. Avraham Avinu contended with both these types of evil. Vosat Kiton Avraham Avinu, the Ershta Yid. And let's try to learn a little bit from what Avraham Avinu represented in his day, and how the Pasuk in Tehillim describes him, and what Chazal say about him, what we learn in the Cheder about Avraham Avinu, the Ershta Yid, the Ershta Maimon. In Kapitel Peites we read, Maskila Eson Ho'ezrochi, Chaste Hashem Oilu Mashira, L'dor V'dor Rediya U'manoscha B'fi. He saw Chasdei Hashem in the Bria. He saw the Rabbeinu Shlom as the Baal Chesed HaGodol in the Bria. And he recognized that this Midas HaChesed of the Rabbeinu Shlom is showered upon this world. And from there he was Makir the Borei Olam. Ki Amalti Olam Chesed Yibona, Shemayim Tochen Emanoscha Bahem, the Pasuk goes on to say. He saw a world built on chesed. He saw the heavens as testifying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness. Ki yera shamecho ma'asi etzbaisecho yereach berechovim asher kanonta. Avraham Avinu came to drive out all the mess that the Der Amabel, the Der Afloga brought into the Briah. That was his mission. That is the mission of Yiddishkeit in the Bria. To clean out the culture of Kfira from the lives of people. To clean out the depravity and Hashchosa from the nefoshes of people. But it was an uphill battle. And Ad Hayom Azeh, Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak v'Yaakov are involved. In that Milchemes HaChayim. Ki Yetzer Machshavo Yislibei, Rak Rak Kol Hayom, not there anymore perhaps. But Ki Yetzer Lev HaOdom Ra Min HaOrav is very much there. And we contend with the Yetzer Lev HaOdom Ra Min HaOrav, that if left uncontrolled can lead us in the worst directions. And there are systems of belief of Kfira that have grown up in the modern world that very much seek to encroach upon our Amunah Tehorah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These remnants those two types of Ra, of Sitra Achra, represented in ancient times by the Der HaMabul, Der HaPlugger, exists very much in our world today, if you're a Shtickle Maven, as to what's happening around us. Leave the Dalit Amis of a Yiddish home, walk out of the Beis Medrash into the street, and you immediately meet up with a culture that's steeped in the Ashchos of the Der HaMabul. Open any book that seeks to discuss Chachma and science, and you will immediately be confronted with Kfir and Apikosis, unless you're very careful as to what you read. So, lest we think that we can shelter ourselves in the comfortable slipper that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has showered us with Torah and Avodah Gemilas Chasodim and made Yiddishkeit so geschmack, there is still a Lila out there. There's still darkness out there. And Midas need direction to be Mitalmidiv Shel Avraham Avinu, to have an Ayin Shvala, a Ruach Nemucha. An Ayin Teiva, a Nefesh Shvala, a Ruach Nemucha. Humility, not believing in oneself, but in believing in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Which brings us to something which I feel is important to stress to young and old today. Ich gedenk noch als Kind, wie Noshim Tzitkonius and Poshet Erlich Yidden used to have the Shem Shemayim Shogur Al Piyam all the time. Makiret den dem Beshefer. Mat alles gesagt, Adar Eberste wird helfen. Makiret den dem Eberste. The people live with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Simple Jews, Ma'aminim Bnei Ma'aminim. They live with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. He was part of their language. It's not so current today. We ought to recreate in ourselves a commitment to those simple values, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is with us on our lips at all time, in our thoughts. Of course Allah didn't speak that way even today, but somehow the terminology has lost touch with the virtue of having him keseder shogur al pinu. Matitina geschäft, der Rebbeste wird helfen. Mat gerät nur wegen dem Ebersten. The Shem Shemayim was always on the lips of simple, ehrliche Yidden. Today it isn't perhaps so fashionable anymore. But Vahi Hashem is Yosef, when you lived in Mitzrayim, Vahi Yish Matzliach, Shehoi Hashem Shemayim Shogur Al Piv. And when Yaakov Avinu came to Yitzchak to receive the brachas, Yitzchak immediately felt, this is not Esav, because he's talking with the Shem Shemayim. Hakol Kol Yaakov. So the Laila, the darkness that besets us, around us, of those ideological forces that have lost touch with the Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that want to make us believe and corrupt the values of the Torah sometimes, and mixing us up with Deus Kaisvais. We are a guard against them, and we have to reinforce ourselves. The Emunah Pshuta of our Zaydis and Babas, and who can fathom the sakana in which we find ourselves, where almost every Jewish home, almost every Jewish business, for one reason or another, is compelled and committed to that technological discovery called the internet, where with the push of one button you receive all your information, and it's useful, and you can do lots of things with it. But at the same time, if you press another button, you find yourself Michel Tachtis. How do we cope with this sakana? The Dera Mabel is amongst us. The vulgarity, the depravity, the worst levels of life that people can descend to, it can be right there before our eyes, in that same keli, which can be useful, which many people feel they can't get along without, and who's to criticize them if it helps them with their business and their panosa? And I'm not here as a mussel zog about anything, but I think we have to confront the real truth that it's a vehicle of poison at the same time, Tavu Neshamas. Ki Rabim Chalolim Hipila V'Atzumim Kol Harugeo. It has already caused the destruction of many families and many individuals who fall and pray and find it very difficult to put their lives together again after having been in the Sheol Tachtis. Rachmana Litzlan. So, Yiddishkeit is Gringheit, it's his Geschmack. We can be Yitzhak all the Chumras and be Mahadar and all the Mitzvahs. But we're faced with certain nisyonos that our parents and grandparents did not face. Omar shomer osa boiker v'gam loyla. And the loyla exists in our camp as well. You don't have to go outside to find it. That's the nisyon achayim of our dor today, Rabbeisai. So we need chizuk. We need to know the meaning of our chesed l'avraham. The Gemara says in Ksubis, when the Chachmei HaTalmud came to be Menachem Avil somebody, a tzichuf kishtolt einiv at the Chachamim and said, "Kum eima milsa keneged Menachmei Avelim." Say something in behalf of those who came to be mekayim this mitzvah. As a response, the Gemara says, "Acheinu goyim lechasodim, bnei goyim lechasodim, hamachazikim bevrisa shel Avraham Avinu. Goyim lechasodim who follow in the covenant of Avraham Avinu." So Rashi says, "Where do you see the brisa shel Avraham Avinu? Because the pasuk says, 'Vayita eishal beveir shava.'" Eshel, of course, stands for Avraham Avinu built a place where he gave people to eat, achila, shdiya, levoya, he escorted them. Shtotach the Shaila, I think the Mashur points it out there. You have to look to the end of Vayera to see Avraham Avinu Gmilas Chasodim. In the very beginning of the parasha, he was a Machnas Reich, wasn't he? Vayisaina Vayara bin Ishloisha Anoshim. But Avraham Avinu made a bris with Chesed. The Vrisa Shel Avraham Avinu. Because Avimelech contended with him right there in the parasha. Kachesed asher osisi yimcho ta'asei modi yichbenech agremu chesed. Pay me back for the chesed that I've done with you. And Avraham Avinu came to teach Avimelech the difference between Yiddish Chesodim and Goyish Chesodim. And he told him that your chesed is based on your own notions of thought, but when it stands in the way of the be'er that your servant stole, then your chesed hasn't accomplished anything for you. But the Eshel about the Avraham Avinu planted in Be'er Sheba after he retrieved the Be'er Mayim Chayim of Torah, ki Sheba kvoso is tikach miyodi ba'avur tiyo li le'edu ki chofarti es ha'be'er hazois. Be'er Sheba, the seven midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from Chesed Bismalchus. Avraham Avinu's Chesed is grounded in midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayita Eshel Be'er Sheba Vayikra Shom B'Shem Hashem Keil Olam. He related his Chesed to midas HaChesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was Mekayim Volachta B'drachov in his Gmilas Chesedim. Vayikra Shom in that Eshel B'Shem Hashem Keil Olam. Ayid Tut Chesed is the Medabek and Medosef Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's our practice of Chesed. And Rabbi said to Meferesh Apostolic even earlier in the parasha. Because the Posek, the Rabbi Shalom Kabayochel, praises Avraham Avinu ki yedatev leman ashe yitzave es bono ves beisei achrov v'shamru derech Hashem lasei tzedoko mishpot. And the emphasis of the Posek is that while tzedoko mishpot are universal concepts, and the Messiah also pay lip service to charity, to justice, to tzedakah, to mishpat. That's part of their derech eretz, if they live up to it. Kulahai v'ulai. But Avraham Avinu's chesed, ki da'atib l'manash, his tzedakah or mishpat, l'manash yitzabez, bonavez, beisei achrov, he made the Messiah of Tzedakah Mishpat the Shamru Derech Hashem, because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is a Melech Oyeh Tzedakah Mishpat, as we say in Shmoneh Esrei, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Oyeh Tzedakah Mishpat Chesed Hashem Molech Haoretz. So Avraham Avinu's practice of Chesed was of a different nature altogether. It was part of Halicha B'Darkei Hashem, the Shamru Derech Hashem. Lasse Tzedakah Mishpat. He was a practitioner of Chesed because he walked on the same derech that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavayachal himself walks. I used to say to the Bochum and the Yeshiva, if Reuven comes over to Shimon and says, can you lend me $10 or $1? And Shimon responds accordingly, how does the man in the street look upon that maaser? One human being loaned the other $10 or $1. A noble deed, a generous person. How does a Erlich Yid supposed to look upon that Maisa? Etten geborgt, Geld, etch mekaim given drei mitzvahs asei min ha-teire. Im kesef tal vesami, v'yahavta lo yecha kamoicha, v'olachta medrochav. Different ways of looking at that same loan of $10. One can be called an act of derech eretz. The other, the way Yidin looked at it, Avraham Avinu looked at it, as v'halachta bedrochav, v'shamru derech Hashem, l'asa tzedakah mishpat. And it's interesting that in the Achnas HaSorochim of Avraham Avinu, Later on in the Pasha, Light also welcomed the Malachim. It says, Vayokam Lekrasim. But Avraham Avinu ran to the Malachim. Why? Valtza mitzvah leuftman. To the Recheretz Tukman. Tza mitzvah leuftman. Leilam Yavetz Adam with Va mitzvah. When Avraham Avinu saw Ochim before him, he ran to the Ochim. He saw in it Nahalicha Medaki Hashem. If the Derech Hashem, Mahu Afata, the Chesam Mitzvah Seser, the Derech Medabek Ben, in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Ki Amarti Olam Chesed Yibona, Shemayim Tochen Emunoscha Behem. He was Mekasher as Medesah Chesed with the Amun and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Vayita Eishel Bever Shoba, Vayikra Shom B'Shem Hashem Keil Olam. That's our Gmilas Chasadim. That's what separates us from the Umas Olam. So when we seek to make a Cheshma Nefesh about our Maasim, about our beliefs, about our Yiddishkeit, we have to reflect upon our mission in this world. Our mission in this world is the same as Avraham Avinu's mission in his world. To bring Kvod Shamayim into the Briya, into our lives. To relate HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'machashove, b'dibur, b'maase. Als mit dem Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Shei Shem Shamayim Shogar Alpinu. When we learn Torah, it's Torah Hashem. And if you live with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, you have the Shmir of his Ashkocha in a special way. I'll read a few lines from the Nefesh HaChaim. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam's hashgacha on Yidden that are dovek by at all times. So the Nefesh HaChaim writes a skula. You wouldn't expect them to write skulas. Ube'emes hu inyan godl l'skula nifla l'hoser l'vatl me'yol of kol dinim u'rutzaynes acherim, to be absolved from problems that others may place on you. What's the skill in the floor? Kishodam kabeya belibay lemer. Halayashem hu alakim hu amiti. They need no vada is borach shum kayach boilam. The chal oilam is klal. The hakal mole rakach du say a poshut is borach moi. Om vakal belibay bittel gomo. Beine mashgia klau al shum koyach v'rotzen b'oilam und b'shabed u medabek toyer machshavtoy rak l'odn yochid baruch hu. If this is the way a person thinks, he's confronted with a problem. He doesn't know how exactly b'derech hateva he'll escape this problem. If he's medabek es machshavtoy to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that he is the only force in the Briya that determines what happens. Hashem hu alakim hu amiti ve'inoid mavada yizboch shum koyach bo'olam. And if he does that, u'meshabed u'medabek toyer machshavtei rak l'od niyochet boruch hu, kein yaspik hu yizboch b'yodoi shememeli yizbatlu me'yolav kol ha'koychos v'rtzayne shebo'olam shela yuchlu lifel shloi shum dovo klal. A dovo neira that Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes, a skula how to live. Now, we have to be worthy that this skula should work upon us. You can't practice this skula like pressing a button. There are no magic buttons. people today like to believe in magic buttons. There are none. Tamim tiyem Hashem alakecha. But if a person lives his life with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam at all times, if he has trained the pattern of his life, his thoughts, his language, his ma'asim, that they're all guided and controlled by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and his kesedim mispalel that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam should guide him in a way that only he can alleviate whatever matzav he's in and give him siyata d'shmaya, then he merits the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's bracha batzlacha. Not all of us perhaps at all times are worthy of this gula, but we have to train ourselves to live this way. And all the wonderful things we do have to be geared to the Derech Hashem. We're emulating the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's midas with our tzedaka, with our ma'asim tovim. And when we learn Torah, we're being medabek ourselves b'chachmosa yizborach. And we're bringing the Tov HaGomor into the Bria. The Maral's Loshen, the Torah, the Tov HaGomor in the Bria. My dear Yeshiva Bachrim, we all say every morning, Eilu Dvorim Shodam Mechel Peraseyim Bailam Azer, Vakeren Kayem Islailam Abba. So, the Mefarshi HaMishnah explain that even though the Schar of Mitzvahs is Lailam Abba, the Schar Mitzvah Bahayal Malekah, but those Inyonim that are listed there, Kibbutz Ve'emuk Milas Chasodim, and all the mitzvah shebanodim lechaveri, where you reap the fruits by the mazer, you see the tayelas by the mazer, so the schar is also by the mazer, besides the keren kayemes by the mabor. No, so the question represents itself. So what is Talmud Torah doing in that mishnah, in that braisa? It's a mishnah and a braisa all that we say together. In the mishnah pay it says, the Brais and Shabbos adds other things, and we say them all after Birchas HaTorah. What does Talmud Torah have to do with Milas Chasodim and Kibbutz Aveim and Avo Hashalom and Adom L'Chaveiroi? Talmud Torah is between you and Hashem and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. I think Rabbi Chanan writes in one of his Svarim, the answer is very poshut. Because the greatest Torah in the Bria is Talmud Torah. Im lebrisa yom v'layla chukah shemayim v'oretz leisamti. So it's beside the tikkun to your own neshama, that your own neshama is dovek b'chachmot shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're bringing the Torah HaGomer into the Bria. You're doing favor with the entire Bria by bringing Torah, chachmas haTorah, into the world. So it's a mitzvah sheyeshla tayelas b'olam hazeh beside the keren kayemes b'olam haba. Rabbosai, as I said before, I don't mean to say musa to anybody. K'shoyt atzmocha v'chakach k'shoyt acherim. But since I was asked to come and talk here about the serious matzav that people face nowadays, of course, in the last few weeks, Jewish parnassas have been shaken up, and it's not to be taken lightly, and yidden have to be helped, and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants us to seek out all kinds of etzes v'tachbulos to help other yidden and find ways and means where they can securely re-establish their parnosis in a way that will allow them the kavod abrius and the kavod Yisrael that they deserve. Our moistus are beginning to suffer. This city was in sakon of a fire, and people are shaken up. Darf mir wissen, that can help us in all of this, And it is him that we have to bring into our lives in every which way possible. It is him to whom we misfollow. It is his Torah that we learn. It is his Derech that we follow. It is his Midas that we emulate. V'shamru Derech Hashem la'aseis tzedakah u'mishpat. Daf milayf from tzedial ha'mitzvahs from gmiras chasodim v'milayf tzah ha'mitzvah. Because it's a Derech Hashem, it's v'lachta b'drochav. And young and old have to realize that we've got to keep the Lila, that darkness in thought, that darkness in behavior, out of our lives. That we need Shmira Me'ula in the Kedushas HaChayim with which we live. We may not allow our thoughts and our minds to be contaminated by the remnants of the Dera Mabul, the Dera Floga. And we were created to be an Am Kodesh L'Hashem Elokecha, a Mamlechas Kahanim V'Goy Kodesh. This is the definition, Eila Advorim Asher Tedaber Al Bnei Yisrael. This describes us, this defines us, a Mamlechas Kahanim V'Goy Kodesh. So, in reflecting upon all this, in being Mekayim Kodem Kol Lahagid V'Boker Hasdecha, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all that he's done to us, for all the nechamas that he's shown us since the Chorban HaNeira two generations ago. And when, if we face periods of darkness, of danger, then menoscha balelos, to be mechazik our emuna, to relate better to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to keep him uppermost in our minds, in our thoughts, on our lips. ובזכור זה ואתם צריך רבוין שלום הלפם because כבס הפול קוטה נשת בדקלה ישראל כי עם קודש אתה לשם מלוקך כבס הפול קוטה נשת. We just have to merit all the schusim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was waiting to shower upon us and be worthy of receiving them. And if we live up to the task, and if we live up to the challenge that our times present us with, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will certainly respond, Kamayim Aponim Laponim. He'll send us Baruchas V'Yeshuas. He'll send us Parnosos V'Chasodim. He'll lift us up from the tension in which we find ourselves. And the Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael is on the front lines of Chevlish al Mashiach. There the Sakona lurks as nowhere else. Let us be mispalel for them. Let us relate to them with our hearts. Let us learn Torah. B'schus Am Hashem HaShoichem B'tzion. And the Rabbein Shalom will sich merachem sein auf dem Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael auf Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael all over the world und on Shikin Dem Goyal Tzedek and liberate us mikol Tzora v'nega mikol Mach L'ro b'lazeichu sein an Kegengein Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mehera b'yameinu Amen.